At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Welcome to week one of the college football season, where we start off the week with 53 degrees outside, darkness,
dark,
and happiness
and
from at least most of the stool here. I think Sip's okay with the darkness, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Bill, well, we know Bill loves. You don't
about
say much
tee
about the
off right now, Jake. Can you play?
I'd be saying. Didn't see that one.
No.
Or the next shot.
There was a time when Jake could tee off at 5:30 and play his ball. No. It's awesome out there. This is Hampton Bill's. Inn's open, looks like. Open for business.
Why would you say that?
Well, there's a light on over there.
There's one light on over there, yep.
And the sign's
They're
been on.
They're getting closer.
The Hampton Inn sign. Would that not confuse a lot of people if you came down O Street and you saw the Hampton Inn sign?
We got a place, honey.
Below. Hey, we're good. Yep. Whip in here.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden.
Hang on a second.
No.
Not open.
Next season.
Next season. We're looking for next season. Maybe the spring game, if we have one. There's a spring game.
There was no spring game.
What's that? Yeah, I know.
There might be.
If we have one.
We have one. A spring festival.
Stop it.
Derek Bombeck says that they're getting closer over there. He told me they... It's getting there.
God, Bombeck would know.
Says the rooms are ready. There's something else that's just not ready yet over there. So if you walk through it, it would appear to be done inside, but something is missing with the Hampton Inn to open its doors. It
appears if the steakhouse is not quite up to speed.
Yeah, that
either.
One's going to take some time, I think.
I don't think they even have an oven in
you
there.
You have launched an attack
across the
on
street.
The building across the street.
Well, it just hit me all of a sudden. We've been looking at that thing for two and a half years, and within 2 weeks they tore that building out of there, which we were amazed.
That was quick.
That was quick. Like, man, they're going here, and then it just kind of.
We like to see action across the street.
The Hampton Inn sign is regal.
Yep,
but they promised us by February. That's what
and
they
then,
said.
And then March, and then
March,
April,
and then April,
and then they kind of pushed back
then
to
we got
August.
The summer, then all of a sudden the Cornhusker State games was the big time, and then that went down, and now here
we're
are.
We're gonna get in trouble here.
No, we're not. We want to be open for the sake of business there, for the sake of the station, getting some people coming in, getting some coffee. Please, open your doors, Hampton Inn. Please. We embrace you.
What did you say the temperature was?
53 degrees, I checked right now. It's Bill Bush weather outside, everybody. Yes. Bill?
This is what you long for.
It is.
Did you wear a jacket?
No, usually I try to go.
Chick-fil-A. I saw a Chick-fil-A jacket today.
You work at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Yes. After the show, yes. Going to get a shift to Chick-fil-A, yeah.
Usually I try to go with my attire, my orange or yellow, through Labor Day.
Okay. This is the last week then.
I do it
Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's my...
Then what?
What's that? Then I go back to my
black
quarter zip black. But now, right now, I'm a little... That may change.
Yeah.
Right now, I think the weather's supposed to be somewhat like this
all week, isn't it? All week.
You could take it through... I mean, I don't want to mess with your traditions.
Yep. But,
you could take it through Labor Day, yeah. Right?
He's going to.
I was going to, but the temperature of through Labor Day. No.
Through.
There's going to be a blast of summer that's going to come back.
Yeah.
Incredible, yeah.
Last year we had the first week of October was in the upper 90s.
Yeah.
October.
Yeah, it's coming. There'll be a big blast.
That Rutgers game was so hot last year. It was October 5th, something like that. It was freaking hot.
When did your ticket go down the... great.
Was that? That was the Michigan. No, what game was that?
Was that hot? That was. It seemed like it was hot.
It was hot then, too, yeah.
That was 2 years ago.
That was two years ago.
Oh, that's scary.
You're right. That was 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
I just
like
the fact that Jake had a hard ticket, though. I like that.
I prefer that.
It's on my phone.
I still want that. I'm like Chris from the Baldwin Shop. Same thing. He wants the hard, old, the regular ticket. Yes. I like that.
But that's no longer available.
It's not.
But it was 2 years ago.
It was. I don't know if they've gone 100% to non-paper tickets, but it's pretty darn close to it, if not.
Yeah.
Because Brad told us that Chris had to buy a smartphone because of the ticket. He didn't want a smartphone. He says, because I cannot get my tickets otherwise, I had to buy a smartphone.
Who are we? What are we doing?
All Chris wanted to do was live his life, watch football with his old phone.
He wanted to live his life. He wanted to fix the roads. He wanted to have a hard ticket.
That's a flip phone.
That was it.
And why could we allow that to happen?
He got a phone for one reason.
One reason.
So now you don't get it. This was a Bill Shrills way back when. You don't get to save your ticket. What a concert. Yep. What a game.
Right.
Save your ticket. That'll be kind of fun to keep that. Remember going to this one? Remember this one? Remember how cool that was? I have a bunch of old tickets. Bunches of them.
I agree with you, but I know what's happening. People are sitting there saying, you guys sound old. That's what happens. You know, you just sound ancient. I don't know. No, I wish it wasn't like that. We just long for tickets. And you just wish
there's nothing
Chris
wrong with that, by
didn't
the way.
Have to actually go get a smartphone so he could go to the game.
The Baldwin Shop.
Huh. He's had tickets since the 60s, right?
Yeah.
The 70s or the 60s.
Thank you. All of a sudden.
For 50 years. Oh, now I got to change the way
I get my
tickets.
Imagine all of a sudden trying to. This happened under Bob Devaney's watch?
No.
No. No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
No, because that was what? Yeah. What was that?
Better times.
It was way better times. God. Yeah.
Bob Devaney going out to the Legion Club after a big win.
Bill Bush out there serving
cocktails.
Mel Maines whips in, tells Bob, great game. God. Talk about it on the
you
show.
You did not see that.
What's that?
Did you see that?
I saw them all there. Oh. Now, I wasn't there when Devaney was coaching, no. But I was there when Devaney, he still came in.
We don't go back to that period enough. You were there with Mel Maines.
I was there with Mel Maines a lot.
Oh, man. I think also in that position, like it's not eavesdropping. You're supposed to listen to conversations at the bar. Yeah. Like some places,
Mel wouldn't
you're not
be
supposed
there.
To.
Mel wasn't there long. He'd stop in maybe just for one. That would be about it.
Were you 21?
I was. I think I was.
You probably had to be, right?
Yes, I think I was. And I always worked the main bar at the Legion Club. You took a hard left when you came in. That was the lounge. That was the area that I worked. Yeah.
God. Just humor me. So Mel Maines, Bob Devaney, give me like two others that were striking.
I'm trying to think with that. Give me some second. Just you can't put me on the spot.
Yes,
I didn't know we were on the spot comfortable Monday.
We're going way back.
Give me some time. I'll come up with some as we go through it.
Mel Maines.
Yeah. I mean, Mel Maines and Bob Devaney is a pretty good
The band was the Turpins. The Turpins were the band that played almost every week. They were like the cover band that played all the time.
And they were good?
They were really good. They were really good. Because if you bring a bad, think about this. Every Friday and Saturday night was live music.
God.
Live music. And that's where we worked.
The Turpins played what sort of
music? Me and Carol ran the main bar.
What sort of, seriously?
Yeah, me and Carol.
You and Carol ran Carol's the good. Main bar.
I was 21. She was about 45. And she always requested me. Because we always had some good banter back and forth. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, I imagine.
But they would come, when I say they, the most incredible part was all of the drinks that went, basically a lot of them went either to the lounge or to this certain part of the restaurant, which was always packed. They'd come up, and these cocktail waitresses would come up. They're unbelievable. And they would whip off. They would just whip off like 9 to 12 drinks at one time. I need Cutty Rocks. I need Whiskey Sour. I need two bourbon on the rocks, and you had to try to remember them all.
That was a pretty hard job.
I'll try to remember them all. And so you're just like going, okay, here we go. Imagine like the first night working, someone walks up and gives you a drink order of 12.
Slow down.
They were super nice. After a while, you got onto it, and guess what? The things were moving. It was like, it was figured out. No, speed up. It wasn't my job to be like, hey, listen, can you write?
Write that down.
Write this.
12 drinks here.
No, they want their drinks out, and so you figured it out. Bam. And then it was fun. Bam. They could count on you. Now, Carol was really good. Carol knew to take when someone came rolling in, like, hey, I've got 12 to 14 here, they'd go to Carroll if they could.
Okay.
They'd go to Carroll
if they could. Seasoned vet over there.
Then after a while, I was able, because we were on both sides of the register, so we both had the orders coming, so there was no tapping out. It's like, okay, we got to go over here. What do we got?
And was this like an eight-hour shift?
And you get after dinner drinks. A couple of cream de mints.
Yeah.
Give me a Bailey's on the rocks.
Oh, nice. Bailey's.
Oh, yeah,
cool.
All that stuff.
Wind down.
And people would order, give me an after dinner drink.
Oh, yeah. Could you wind down?
No. Then they had an ice cream machine in the back. Home. They had an ice cream machine in the back, too, which was all, not in the back, right there, because people make ice cream drinks, too. Ice cream after dinner drinks. Really? Pink squirrel. Yeah, pink squirrel.
Pink squirrel.
Yeah. I've never heard of a pink squirrel before.
Yeah,
golden. Nor have I.
That's new to
golden
me.
Golden Cadillac. A pink squirrel is an ice cream drink. Golden Cadillac. There was one that was made with cream de muth. I don't know what it was.
Cream de muth.
And ice cream. Yeah.
What a job that was for you.
It was better times.
American Legion Club.
Yeah, but right there on 56 and 0.
56. Okay, I'm doing that thing where
56 and 0.
50. I'm trying. Okay, what's there right now? It's the Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. No, it's the car. No, 56 and 0 is the top of the hill.
Top of the hill.
Got it. It's right by Emeritus, right?
Yeah.
That's a little far still. A little too far, Emeritus. Well, no, that's...
It's probably this side of Emeritus.
Yes, correct. There
had a huge parking lot. It was... There'd be times there'd be you look out there, there'd be 300 cars parked for the Legion.
Better times.
Yeah. I mean, you can't say better times. Enough.
I wasn't even there, but it sounds like to me incredible. Better
guy named Stu ran the place. Stu, incredible guy.
Stu,
you and Carol,
Bill and Carol,
yes,
the trifecta there.
Trifecta.
You and Carol ran the bar, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If any names pop in your head, just blurt them out.
I will.
It was a big weekend for Bill. I was a part of it on Saturday. What happened this weekend, Bill?
It got interesting. That so my middle daughter Olivia, which I call Oliver, got married.
Oliver got married.
That's why the voice is a little bit like this, a little scratchy right now. There was a lot of talking. Yes, Jake Sorensen made an appearance for us right there. We'll get into the Sipple situation later in the week.
Okay,
we'll cover
later
it
in the later, week. Okay, later in the week.
We'll the situation. We'll cover why Steve was not in attendance, but we'll that'll be discussed later in the week. Okay. But it went off incredible. Yes,
good.
It was incredible. Got a little dicey because of the media presence that showed up. Yes, because of, word got out on the street of the administration from Nebraska Athletics. It was there with Dennis LeBlanc, former AD, in the house.
That's annoying.
So then the media showed up.
The media showed up for Dennis?
Wanted to talk to Dennis. So,
well, they want to talk to him about that.
Just about all the things he got done and why things are
as
going
the AD.
They had recorders in his face at the wedding?
Yeah, why is AD? No, they didn't get to him. I appreciate you.
They shielded LeBlanc.
He's inside. We have no media, no cameras here.
Had to step in.
I had to step in. I did. I said, we appreciate what you guys are doing, but Dennis needs his time. He's been... The only reason 1890 is functioning at the highest level is because the work between Dennis and Carson. That's the reason it's all going.
Wow. No, wait a second. You had to step in.
I had to step in, yeah.
It's a lot. Because you had to be the bad guy.
Yeah. It was, yeah. I thought I handled it with very diplomatic. I
Good
felt
job.
When I stepped in.
Good job.
But it was a lot of fun. Jake was there.
I was there.
He danced. There's quite a situation.
This was a situation.
With Copperhead Road.
I'm in the very back. You know, the dance floor is on the north side. I'm in the south side.
What would you say it was end-to-end, Jake? 150 yards?
Oh. 100. Let's go with 100 yards. 120 yards. Oh. Yeah, 150, sure.
But from end-to-end.
Yeah.
From end-to-end.
What, the dance floor?
To the venue.
End, yeah, to the end of the venue.
Because it's separated by a bar where the wedding was at. Then the wedding then turns instantly into the bar dance floor. Then you go in for the dinner on the other side of the curtain.
Yeah. So I'm in conversation with Ryan.
I'm 130 yards away from Jake.
Mark in Argyle, Texas, I was talking with. And then I hear Bill say, all of a sudden, Jake!
What the hell? Jake!
I'm getting called. I'm like, this has to be Copperhead Road. I knew what it was. Like, it's got to be Copperhead. But I'm getting, I'm walking, and somebody stops me. And
Mike Bill, Briggs from Seward, Briggs Beef.
And Bill says, not now, Briggs. Jake's got to go.
Leave him alone.
He did. This is exactly what happened. And so I then sprinted to the dance floor and immediately started dancing to Copperhead Road because I had to do that.
Yes. And the floor was packed.
It was packed.
Yeah, it was packed.
I was not by myself.
How did he do?
He killed it. Jake was, again, very popular. Again,
I talked to a lot of people at the wedding.
Jake was very, very popular. He was talking to everyone.
The first time I talked to LeBlanc,
he was talking to Jake.
Oh, yeah. We talked for a long time. Me and Elizabeth talked to Dennis for a long time.
You weren't asking him probing questions.
No. Very tame questions for Dennis.
And the Nick Saban of academics. So what
he's pretty easy to talk to.
What's that? Oh, an incredible blue suit. Remember it, Jake?
It had a pattern on it, too.
And you saw it was so over everyone else's head.
Oh, was it even over yours?
Oh, absolutely. It wasn't even.
Bill had
a pretty good suit on, a pretty good jacket.
No cranberry, though.
It was cranberry-ish, wasn't it?
It was more lavender.
Lavender.
Much more lavender. Yeah. But Lauren Swigert had on a cranberry-ish one.
Swigert, I think he had the exact same one that Bill had on.
I have photos. I'll show you.
So he maybe copied you.
He did.
Well, the funny thing was, I knew where he got the jacket at, and I said, because Laura had sent me a picture of the exact same jacket, so there was a chance that me and Swigert wore the same jacket.
It's okay. Like that.
He was, and every time we talked about something like that, I go, that's him. Like the leading tackler, I said, "Do not say linebacker.
Don't say linebacker.
Do not say."
He upbraided me on that.
He got you on that. And then it was an incredible night. And then I think one of the things that was really cool was that almost everyone, 85% of the people stayed at the hotel, which was like 30 yards away. So it went late. They had to close it down, Jake. Finally, they had to go lights off, and people, you guys got to leave.
I departed by that time.
Jake had departed a little earlier than that, but yeah, it was.
What's the Copperhead Road dance?
There's some stomping involved.
Yeah, there's stomping. Jake stomped right away.
I did. There is the thing. It's a line dance, but yeah, there's no other line dances really have a stomp involved. It's your boy Steve Earle, you didn't see last week in concert.
Yeah, I'm trying to envision what that dance looks
like.
There's
some kicking. There's some, you know.
I would say this.
Yeah,
doing then you stomp. Yeah,
I didn't eat much of mine because I had to give a speech right afterwards. I don't like eating before I give a speech, but for mass steaks, Jake.
Oh.
I've never seen anything like it. These were fillets. And they had to be like, what, 14 ounce? I mean, they were big.
It was big.
And I'm thinking, okay, mass steak, not good. Incredible.
Ooh, God.
Incredible.
You could think that's either going to be well done or rare. Yeah. And mine was medium, perfect. Perfect temperature.
Where'd they come from? Who gets credit?
That's a good question. Don't know that.
The caterer did a good job.
The caterer did a good job, yes.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's been a part of this theme for the day. Ask questions I don't know the answers to make it awkward.
There was also some chicken. It was chicken or beef. I, of course, went with the steak because
I think the people that had the chicken got looked down upon.
I looked down. Yeah,
it was mostly all steak, but everyone had the beef, and it was incredible. Then all of a sudden, there'd be one person at the table with chicken. It's like, huh.
Mark got the chicken.
Did he get the chicken?
Mark got the chicken.
Was it fried?
No, it was just like a grilled chicken breast.
Yeah, I'm sure it was very good.
I'm sitting here like, I'm eating my filet. I feel bad that you're not eating a filet. You're eating chicken. Chicken was fine, but filet mignon versus a chicken breast, it's not even a comparison. No.
Okay. Did they come from the same place, the chicken and the steak?
I don't know. Well, the same caterer, yes.
Yeah, you're not going to bring in like
two separate caterers.
All right. What are you here for? I'm just doing the chicken. How many plates? Nine.
Steak. I got the steak.
I have 9 plates. I'll deliver them. I'll get the heck out of your way.
And you have 200 over here.
Yes.
Steak.
Get the heck out of the way. But anyway,
Oliver got married.
The Empire
and Leighton from Housemenders.
Yeah, Leighton from Housemenders.
Oh.
That's who she married. Yes.
Oh,
there was a lot of Housemenders there. I spoke to other Housemenders.
Really?
Yes. Yes. There was a lot of fun things that it was very good.
Good.
I talked to Larry Fortisca, the director of the National Guard, of course.
National Guard, yeah. Moose was there.
Moose.
Yes.
Yep, Moose. Talked to Leighton's dad a little bit. He came up and talked to me out of nowhere. Yeah, that very kind.
Shane's very kind.
Making you feel welcome.
Dave Darlington was at our table as well with his wife.
Dave Darlington.
Good conversation with Dave.
Yes.
And Mark from Argyle, Texas.
Yes.
Duke was at the other table, and he kept pestering me. I kept getting stuff thrown at me. And Duke's just throwing random things.
This happened at the wedding. Duke was throwing things at Jake.
What was he throwing?
I was table 23. He was like table 22. And my back is to Duke. And Duke is like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take advantage of this. Just throwing pieces of napkin and maybe a hunk of bread or something.
Yeah, a piece of bread. This is going on. I did not know this. Thanks, Duke.
Yeah,
during the wedding reception, Duke is...
During the reception. Yep, I'm just getting heckled by Duke. And
He's throwing things.
Yes.
Some Duke taps was there. The shoulder, yes. You know. It's Duke. It was a great time. Thank you for the invite. And congrats again to Olivia and Leighton for their vows.
Their nuptials.
And yes.
Are they on to some sort of honeymoon?
They are.
Where are they at?
Hawaii.
Okay.
Leave today. Yeah, going to Hawaii.
That's a good start to the marriage.
That's a great start to the marriage.
Hawaii?
Hawaii, yes. Big Island.
God.
Fun time. One last before we get to idle chit chat. Quick shout out to Nebraska volleyball. They are 2-0. They start off with a 3-1 win against Pitt on Friday night at the PBA, and then they just blow out Stanford in three sets yesterday. Six ranked Stanford, never really competitive at all for DBK's. Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to see any of it. I just had to read up on it a little bit. But it was a right now. I mean, how about this? What their expectations are? What
national championship?
Nah. And to lose none. Yeah. Their expectations are we should be somewhere around 39-0.
Yeah. Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
They beat the 3rd-ranked and 6th-ranked teams pretty comfortably.
Yeah.
But to start off their season.
What a great start.
Stanford... When they said on the broadcast they have 3 freshmen starting, I was like, okay, good luck. Good luck.
Not going to work out well for you.
And that's the one thing that happens also. Sometimes, like I said, early rankings are probably not – rankings early, make no sense. I mean, a Nebraska being ranked, yes, it does, with what they had returned and what they added.
Nebraska's so deep, but it's ridiculous. They have so much depth in that team.
Real rankings are about – let's go about week – we're going to get into about 15, 16 games, kind of figure out where they're at.
Well, regardless, Nebraska begins their season with a number 3 and number 6 opponent in the first year of DBK, Danny Busman-Kelly, and they win 6 sets and lose 1. Pretty good start for Nebraska volleyball. Congrats to them. And by the way, the crowds looked incredible for the AVCA tournament at PBA this weekend. So well done, everybody involved. Derek Bombeck was a part of that. Well done, Bombie.
Bombeck
killed making it. That happen.
It looked also, there was like an outdoor screen, right, down in the Haymarket?
There was.
It looked like that was packed. Looked like there was a lot of people down there, just on the photos I saw.
I bet Bombi would say it was wildly successful.
I think he would.
I bet he was peacocking around down there.
Bombi was pretty pumped.
I bet he was. He had to be. Lincoln. Look what he's doing.
Well, it was a beautiful scene. It was jam-packed.
It was a great weekend for Lincoln, and certainly it felt like a Final Four atmosphere if you talked to fans that went. So that was the goal. That is Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed.
Joey!
Chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com.
Joey, do us one favor. Just take a day or take a half a day just to walk around, drive around, and be proud. Because I know Joey's all he's worried about now is next season, orders done, ready to go. I know we have harvest coming up. But wow, there is some corn to be picked out there. It's going to be exciting. Joey, enjoy it for just take a half a day to drive around and just be happy. And then I know you can't stop working, but Joey needs to slow down. He needs to slow down for take some stuff in.
I wonder if he'll watch the game.
Yeah. Well, it's at 8 o'clock at night. Nebraska game, you mean?
Yeah.
It's at 8. I think about 8, Joey might be able to wrap up his day. I think it'd been dark. It'll be just getting dark at that time. So.
He's an alum.
Yeah. That's right. He
played in the program.
We hope he
number 19.
Maybe he's going to be en route. Joey, let us know.
Is he going to the game?
Maybe he'll be at the game.
Does he have a good back pedal?
Very good. If he does, he might stop by at one of the booths at the north end or the south end, Randy's booth.
Or Carson.
Or Carson's booth. Maybe you can stop by.
You want to be on the north end.
With Carson.
As of right now, if you guys want to make parking be easier, go to the south end because Steve thinks there's no one there. He appears if there's no one parking at the south end of the stadium. So that's odd.
You have a great parking spot down there.
Oh, we parked right by. Where were you guys parking? Oh, we were a mile away. Oh, we weren't parked right by the stadium. Where are you guys? Oh, south side. Yeah.
Duke and Randy are on the south side.
Yeah,
they're going to be calling you and going, there's nobody over here.
No one's coming around.
Come over here and talk to us.
Where's everybody at? 464-5685, call or text as always. Week one is here, but week zero happened this weekend. We got to see five football games, and kicking off was the season in Dublin was a really good football game. It was sloppy with rain in the first half. There was fumbles. There was downpouring rain, which, again, I go back to our trip to Dublin. Yeah, it wasn't a win for Nebraska, but the weather was phenomenal that day. We had incredible weather in Dublin, and I'm seeing just a downpour. I'm thinking these guys traveled all the way across, you know, 7-hour flight to Ireland to play in a monsoon for the first half. Now, it let up in the second half a little bit, but Iowa State wins 24-21. Back and forth game at the end, and I just enjoyed, I thought it was a great football game to begin the season.
I was able to catch most of it. I was supposed to be departed for a photo op with Olivia. They call it First Look, and it was gonna affect the end of the game. Mm-hmm. And they're like, she's running a little bit behind, so we'll just text you when it's time to be here. It allowed me to go back to watch the end of the game. I'm going to hit on some exact scenarios during Bill's Thrills on a couple things, but feel free to discuss. But there'll be a few scenarios that I'll hit on during the game. But just watching the game, that was awesome. It was fun to watch.
Sip, were you able to catch this game at all or not?
Yeah. I saw probably three quarters of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch the first three quarters? Or did you watch the end of the game?
It kind of mixed up, but it was...
jumbled.
Yeah. I mean, it was... The huge play was a great call, a fourth down call. I mean, Rocco Becht hit that Hansen out of the backfield. They got him down to the one. Or you know what play I'm talking about where his arm hit just short?
They called it a touchdown off the bat. They reviewed it and they called it down at the one.
Yeah, there was... I mean, there were...
If you watch the game at all and then you say... Do you recall this play? It was probably the biggest play of the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was easy to feel to pick up on and remember.
Well, there was a big play, too, when Avery Johnson missed on fourth down, when he got tackled short on fourth down. That was a huge play, which I think led to this one, actually, what led to this score. But, yeah, it was a great call. It was a great call by Rocco Beck. The thing that everybody was talking about is you couldn't see the yard line.
So I was watching in the post game of the game. I was trying to watch. It looked like it is a soccer field. It appeared to be fully a soccer field in post game. I couldn't see the lines either.
It didn't bother me, but it bothered a lot of people.
They're showing the broadcasters after doing their recap, and I look at the field and said, you can't see lines at all. You see the end zone, and I don't blame Rocco Beck or anybody for not knowing where the lines are. You couldn't see him.
They repainted some of like the end zone area or something during like at halftime or during the game. Mm-hmm. But no, they completely, which is remarkable because what's it do over there every day?
Rain.
It rains every day.
It rains in Ireland.
It rains all the time. And so, I mean, I'm watching the game. It took me a while before they even comment. I go, I don't, all I see is like the 10-yard. I couldn't even see every other line. Then the hashes were almost impossible to see. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you have a game of this magnitude and we can't see the lines in 2025?
They weren't making a big deal of it on the broadcast. Yeah. And it didn't bother me when I was watching. You could see a trace.
But yeah. It was remarkable. It was remarkable. Chris Kleiman commented after the game about, you know, not making it. There was controversy whether he was made it or not in the first down, and it was review.
It was very controversial.
It was very controversial. But in the end, it was like there wasn't a great look at it. No. So you couldn't do anything different. Mm-mm. But Kleiman goes, I really couldn't reverse it. You couldn't see the lines. I don't want that statement. But in the end, it's like, hey, make the yardage.
Yeah.
It's an incredible tackle by that safety.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really was. It was an incredible tackle by him to get him down in that spot. But I felt that a couple things were, both teams really well coached. I thought that was a definite deal. They were really well coached, and they had their guys ready. It was a little sloppy and stuff, but a lot of people say it's sloppy. Really, if it's like if you're the ones getting the turnovers, you're very happy. Mm-hmm. And so we'll hit on some of those.
I think both teams fumbled twice, yeah. right?
In the first half. Yeah.
In the first half.
But the there were, like I said, the first thing that I took away from watching it was that in no way I don't think that Kansas State is 17th in the country. I'm watching that game and I'm going like, I have a hard time
those
telling
me. Those are the favorites?
Me, yeah, they're the favorites to win the Big 12. And I'm watching it.
I don't see it.
I don't see it. I'm just like, I'm just watching this. I saw some things and I think.
I don't see it at all.
I don't see it at all. I'm watching this. I'm going, really well coached. This is good football. They're, but I don't see them 17th in the country.
If they're the best team in the Big 12. Yeah. Now, is Iowa State the best team in the Big 12?
I felt Iowa State was the better team because they won. I thought Kansas State was probably the more talented team. And also, Kansas State will look much different because the game plan going in was to get Dylan Edwards the ball touches, 25 of them.
He was hurt.
Throw out of the backfield, running the football. He was their guy. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the fastest guys, if not the fastest guy in college football, in a 40. It's ridiculous how fast he is. He muffs a punt, gets hurt, and so all of a sudden your main guy, your whole game plan, not whole, but a lot of your game plan is gone. Mm-hmm. But I still felt that Kansas State, my dad, a veteran coach, goes, I think K-State's a little better at halftime. I called him up, and I go, kind of agree with you. I think they're slightly better, not mm-hmm. like. But I tell you one thing, Rocco Beck is a dude.
I love that guy.
He is a
he's pretty good.
He's really good. He's really good. And he steadied up a little bit. Think about Rocco Beck. He's a junior, I believe. He'll come back to Iowa State next year. But if he didn't and he went in the portal, it'd be incredible.
He'd be very popular.
It'd be incredible. He wouldn't go. I'm telling you, he's not doing that. I'm not saying
that. Stick around with Matt
Campbell. If he did, he's going to stay right there at Iowa State. And he'll make good money for himself next year.
Iowa State wins 24-21. Great football game to begin the year. And then four other games. Kansas took down Fresno State 31-7 in the debut of the new Booth Stadium, the renovated Booth.
Didn't get to see any of that, but I'll rewatch that.
I sip watched
that. Yeah, I watched it. The defense is – Kansas is – their defense is better than their offense, which is interesting to me for a Lance team. Yeah. You know, their defense – looks like an SEC defense. I mean, they are loaded up with athletes. I don't know how, I'm not saying that it's like a Georgia defense at all, but they look like a Georgia defense. It's really athletic.
7 points is awful good. I don't know how they got their seven.
Guy, way out man, though. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. A layman can watch that game and go, oh, God. I mean, way better, way bigger, better, stronger athletes on Kansas. Wait, I mean, it's not even close. Fresno's not very good. I mean, they're not. They don't have the dudes. They have a few here and there. They have a really good receiver, and their quarterback's pretty good. But Lance's offense just looks okay. Doesn't look. Yeah. I don't know.
And they win comfortably, 31-7.
Yeah, they're not.
What did the stadium look like?
The stadium is almost. It's not done. It's not going to be done until 2027. But what's there is amazing. It's not enclosed yet. They're going to eventually enclose.
So one end zone's not enclosed,
yeah,
basically?
One end zone's not enclosed. And then there's one side that's not done. There's two sides that are done, it looked like to me, and that looked really good. And it was a great scene. And again, they were way better than Fresno. I mean, I didn't anticipate Kansas being that much better. It wasn't.
I think they were 13 points favorites. They win by 24 in that game.
Way better.
31-7, Jayhawks.
But I wonder what Lance would say, and he might just say, Sipple, you're so full of crap. But they don't look offensively top 25, maybe.
Well, let's not forget, Kansas last year had a terrible start. They're like 1-5 to begin, so it's important against Fresno State, a team that has a lot of upsets in their history. Yeah. Good football team traditionally.
Not very good.
It's not a gimme. You win that game, they win comfortably. So it's a huge
Steve,
win for
you
Lane.
Saw them both. Neutral field. Kansas State, Kansas. Who's winning?
It'd be close. It'd be really close. I'd probably take Kansas.
Iowa State, Kansas.
Those teams are really evenly matched.
I also thought what was interesting about the Kansas State-Kansas one was the discussion yesterday, and they're not wrong. Like, okay, one team lost, still in everything, but most of the discussion was, it's like, I don't see how they make the playoffs. K-State, really? They're like one loss, and it's like, okay, is a two-loss K-State team, would they could even get, I mean, the only chance, I mean, they can still get in because they can win the conference, so that's still there.
they won out.
But now they're a game back in that spot. And you go through their schedule, it's like, just pull it up, Jake. They said it was like the 56th ranked schedule. I thought it was very difficult. I'm looking at Kansas State. I'm like going, okay, we gotta get ourselves back in this thing. And it's a lot. Just go through this week. This week
out of it.
That was the talk. Like, that very difficult for them to make. The next game's what, North Dakota?
K-State will play North Dakota, and then they play Army.
Army,
what, 11 games last year?
Very difficult. Very difficult game.
That is not a given win against Army. Then they will go to Arizona, host UCF. They're at Baylor, home against TCU, at Kansas, home against Texas Tech, at Oklahoma State, at Utah, and home against Colorado to close the year.
They're not,
but they play Army.
They ain't winning out.
They might lose to Army.
There's no, that's what I mean.
They're not winning out.
Right now, it looks like if I'm K-State, if they go 9-3, it's remarkable.
Pretty good.
Be a remarkable season for them.
Yeah, those teams know they just look all very evenly matched. So
that's been the projection. The whole thing has been, hey, the Big 12 is a bunch of pretty good teams. No one great, but that's why they say like six teams could win the conference, if not seven or eight teams could win that conference.
Kansas looked like somewhat of an SEC defense.
Yeah.
When I was watching K-State, Iowa State, I didn't see any SEC.
You didn't?
I didn't go, oh, that's kind of a – That's a high-end Big Ten, or that's an SEC team.
Well, you judge for yourself. You might say simple. But they, up front, Kansas on defense, God, they have some serious dudes up front.
The other scores,
I don't know where he got those guys, but they're good.
The other scores this weekend, UNLV almost lost to Idaho State. They won 37-30. They were down 10-0 early.
They're down to fourth quarter.
They gave up 566 yards of offense.
To Idaho State.
Idaho State, 566.
They were down 31-24 in the fourth.
This is Dan Mullen, UNLV.
I know.
566.
You hear Mullen afterwards, though? I think you say this, too. He says, we're celebrating this. We're the ones who won.
Yeah, it's true. Always celebrate a win.
Yeah.
Always celebrate a win. What hit him, you don't know what all took place. I thought what was interesting was that they took two transfers. They took the starting quarterback at one time for Michigan, and he didn't start. He
What's
had
that
three,
guy's name? It's funny.
Orgy.
Name. Orgy, that's right.
Oh, yeah. He stunk last year, too.
A couple balls, or a couple runs. But it was 3-for-3 passing, but he was not their quarterback.
He didn't start.
The guy from Virginia started.
Yeah.
So that tells you about the state of Michigan quarterback.
Play. Couldn't even win the job at UNLV. UNLV only has two returning starters. From last year's 11-win team.
They were 30.5-point favorites yesterday.
Yeah, how about that?
They won by 7. Trailed in the fourth quarter. Western Kentucky beat Sam Houston 41-24. And Hawaii, game-winning walk-off field goal to beat Stanford 23-20.
So I watched that entire game last night on YouTube. That's so much fun. You just YouTube it and watch the
rewatched
game.
It.
And rewatch it. And so you watch it in like so much faster. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's awesome. So I hadn't seen it. Watched the whole thing. But there was, you can take it out of Bill Strohs. There was a play that was like, I immediately sent it to all my special teams buddies. I'm like, because sometimes you don't know if they saw it or not. I go, hey, make sure you watch this returning error by Hawaii. There's a rule called, not a rule, but a drill you called grounding. Grounding means the ball, you want to get your 1 foot out of bounds.
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to touch the ball. So that means the ball's out of bounds. So the ball goes back to the 35-yard line. Well, the ball bounces. It's probably going to go out of bounds. The returner runs over, waves fair catch, which now deems him that he can't run the ball. Also, you can't fair catch a ball that one hops. So it wasn't well schooled. Mm. And then he catches the ball at the 1 yard line.
Oh, no.
So it's their ball at the one. Next play, sack, fumble, touchdown. Stanford's up 10-0.
Oh.
So it was a so you want to show as a special teams coach both scenarios. Uh-huh. Here's what happened with the air. Here was the next play. And it was an air upon air. The first question, I'll get to it in Bill's rules.
You can't fair catch a bouncing ball.
No, fair catch is a fair catch. On the fly. And good so once that thing hits like that, and then once you've done that, when you do this, it means you have to catch the ball.
Okay, so you can't back up and take it on a hop.
What's that? You can take it on a hop without doing this and then run the ball and be alive.
Okay.
And if he would have just done that and got some yardage, still buffoonery, but livable buffoonery. What he did was one of those that's just like, oh, wow. And I guarantee you there's people that saw it that will now be showing that like crazy this week.
So how did Hawaii look?
Not bad.
They were favored.
They have a redshirt freshman quarterback that is dynamic. And he got injured, a bad ankle injury, and he still played the whole game. They ran Stanford, at best, 3 wins. They don't have a quarterback. Don't have one at all. Ooh. So, that whole thing's going to be miserable this year. It's going to be miserable. They have a one-year coach.
Yeah, the Stanford quarterback, as Bill mentioned, Ben Gulbranson was 15 for 30 for 109 yards and a pick. That's not going to cut it.
And the one he got, and guess what? He got like 50 of it on one throw because the defenders ran into each other, and it's a shallow cross, and he just tied in, caught
36
it.
36 yards.
And there was no one with him. And so it was horrendous. Mm. And they'll have no chance.
Hawaii was favored.
Yeah.
They were by.
And Hawaii ran the ball on him. It was fun to watch. Right. It was fun to watch. That young quarterback, now I'm telling you, his ankle injury, I can't. He's not walking. He's in a boot today. Guarantee it.
That's Micah Alejado. Yeah. 27-39 for 210, two touchdowns in the game. Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Hawaii's 1-0, though.
The one mild complaint, there's no pregame. There was no, like, ESPN game day.
For week zero, there's only 5 games.
That's weird.
It's this week, though. You can enjoy it.
I think college football handled it all that well. There was a big gap in the afternoon between games. It was weird. It was not handled well, in my opinion. No,
the Kansas game should have been earlier. Should have been a 3:30 game. 3:30 games is what it should have been.
Yeah, no lead-in at all.
Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should people go this morning, Bill?
The Bird.
Early Bird, 19th.
Late
UK.
Bird? They've got... Nope. Early Bird.
Not Late Bird.
They've got breakfast tacos. They've got breakfast burritos. They've got French toast. They've got chicken fried steak. They've got everything you would want for breakfast. And don't forget the world famous... Hash holes. Get them today. Wow. It is now open 10 minutes ago, so please stop by right now. 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Early Bird, downtown Lincoln. When we come back, speaking of the K-State-Iowa State game, there was quite the situation that unfolded after the game. We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.